So everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding right at the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, and we're discussing different dinim relating back to the Mishnah that talked about transferring the kedusha that was in one item owned by the city or owned by an individual, and selling that item and buying an item of different amount of kedusha when that is allowed and when it's not. So now we're going to continue that discussion. Two lines up from the bottom says, "So Amar Rav Papi Shmei De Rav." Now that Girsa is objected to in the Surah Sashas here. That it should instead say not Ve Amar but Amar of Papi, and should mean Mishmei de Rava. And it said, what did he say? Mibei Kanishta lebei Rabban and Shari. It's mutter to go from a shul, basic anesis, to a base medrash. That's fine. You can sell the shul, take the proceeds, buy a base medrash. Mibei Rabban lebei Kanishta aser. But the other way around, to go from a base medrash to a shul is aser. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Masni Ifcha. Rav Papa, the name of Rava, they're both quoting Rava, taught the opposite. So it seemed Rava had two Talmidim, Rav Papi and Rav Papa, it'd be hard to keep this straight, and they taught the opposite din. Rav Papa therefore held that you can go from a base medrash to base Knesset, but not the other way around. Amar Rav Acha said, Tvasei to Rav Papi Mistaber, the first way Rav Papi that holds you can go from a shul to a base medrash, but not the other way around, makes sense. The Amar of Rishua ben Levi, who was an early Amora, is one of Rebbe or Hirunasi's Talmidim, actually, but first generation Amora. So he's considered authoritative. And he said, basic in essence, Mutter la sosa base medrash. Dafka, a shul, you're allowed to make it into a base medrash. Shma mina, therefore you hear that must be the reliable Masara. Darsh bar kapara darsh, what does it mean when we're talking about the destruction of the base of Migdash in Sefer Malach and the Nebuzaradan, and Mashmo destroyed it? Says Yisrof es beis Hashem es beis Hamelech ves kol bat Yerushalayim ves kol bayis gadol soraf ba'ish. So it seems like four different things they destroyed. The beis Hashem that they destroyed is the beis Hamikdash. That was the beis Hamikdash should be built to the Nehir of Yemin. Beis Hamelech ze elo paltrin shel Melech. That is the king's actual palace they destroyed. Ves kol bat Yerushalayim kimashmon. All the houses of Yerushalayim is exactly as it sounds. They burnt all the houses. Ves kol bayis gadol soraf ba'ish. What does it mean? Every great house is burnt in fire. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shoban Levi. They have an argument. Chad Amar Malkam Shem Begadlim Bo Torah. One says a place where Torah was grown, Torah was made great. Chad Amar Malkam Shem Begadlim Bo Tefillah. One says it refers to a place where Tefillah was made great. By the way, people do point out, I think Rishim Shembingas points out, you see over here that there is a work to be done to make Tefillah great for a person or for a Tzibor, just the same way a person strives to grow his understanding, his application of Torah knowledge, so too in Tefillah one has to grow the same way. In any event, they both say that was referred to what was destroyed by Nebuzaradan. So, Man the Amr Torah Dixiv, the one that holds that it's Torah that is called the Bayis Gadol, says Hashem Chofetz Aman Sidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. So Hashem desired, in order for His righteousness, that the Torah be made great and made strong. So such a thing as Gadol applying to Torah. Man the Amr Tefillah, one says in Tefillah Dixiv, Sofra No HaGadolos Asher Asa Elisha. Count now the great things that Elisha did. Elisha David, Rachmi David. Elisha was apparently more osek in the avoda of tefillah. So those are the great things, the gadol things that he did. What it says, it's time there, Yeshua ben Levi, who the Amar Malkam Shem Gadol Botar. Makes sense that Yeshua ben Levi is the shita here that was quoted anonymously. We don't know who was who. They're saying it makes sense that he would be the one that held that the great house that was destroyed then means the place that they were growing in Torah. The Amar Rishon Balevi, basic in essence, Mutar La'asos Beis Medrash Shmamina, because it would be in line with his opinion that a shul can be made, a shul where people daven, can be made into a Beis Medrash. Yeah, that means that the greatness would be more accurately referring to a place of Torah learning, not of Tefillah, even though Tefillah is obviously great, but it would make sense that the Pasuk would point out as a great place, meaning a place that Torah was learned, not that Tefillah was made great. Shmamina. So the Gemara seems to accept that. So that means that Rishon Malevi is that opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, it would be the other one. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah. Avol machru Torah lo yichru svarim. If they sold a sefer Torah, they're not allowed to buy svarim, meaning neviim ksuvim. That would be going down in kedusha. Says the Gemara. Iboy luhu. We have a question. Mahu limkar sefer Torah yashan likach b'chadosh. Is it allowed to sell an old sefer Torah in order to take those proceeds and buy a new one? Kevin delo ma'ali le aser. Being that you're not going up any level, maybe it's aser and you can't do that. Or maybe there is no other level to go up there, and therefore a shaper dummy, and then it's fine. The Toshma, Avomachr Torah Lichusvarim. The Mishnah has quoted that if they sold the Torah, they can't buy Svarim. Svarim hu delo, so we make a diuk, Svarim hu delo. Specifically, they can't take those proceeds and buy Nevi'im Ksuvim cloths.
Torah b'Torah shapir dami. The diak would be selling a Torah and buying another Torah is fine. Yeah. Gemara says back, no. Masis in diavon. The Mishnah is talking about b'di eved, what could be. Yeah, you already sold the Torah. You have the money. So maybe it's correct that that would be a mashmos, so you take the money and buy another Torah. What else can you do with the money? You can't go down in Kedushin. Our question is, I have old Sefer Torah here. I want to know, can I sell it and take the money and buy a new one, or just have to take the Torah and bury it, not get any proceeds out of it? So that's what we want to know. Tashma, golden Sefer Torah, you can wrap a Sefer Torah with the wrappings that are used for Chumash, which we spoke about last time. They used to have scrolls of the separate books of the Chumash. So you can take a Sefer Torah and wrap it with the wrapping that was used for a chumash. You're taking that wrapping and raising it up a level to be used for a whole Sefer Torah. The chumshin and pachos nevi'im uksuvim. So to the chumshin, you can wrap those in the wrapping, wrap a chumash in the wrappings of a navi or some from ksuvim, Megillah, or whatever it would be, because again, you're raising those up. Avalo nevi'im uksuvim and pachos chumshin. You can't come the other way around. You can't wrap a navi scroll with a wrapping of a chumash. Avalo chumshin and pachos Sefer Torah. You can't wrap the chumash with the covering of a Sefer Torah. That would be going. That would be taking them down in Kedusha. It teaches in this brisa in any way, and however, nevertheless, go and Sefer Torah and Pachos Chumshin. You can wrap a Sefer Torah with the wrappings of the Chumash. Mit Pachos Chumshin in. Dafka wrappings of the Chumash, you could do that. Mit Pachos Sefer Torah, but to take a wrappings meaning from another Sefer Torah, well, that's our diok. You can't use a different one. So too, we want to say that it's not considered honorable to take one Sefer Torah and place it with another. If you didn't go up, you're keeping the same level, so therefore we're thinking you can't sell an old Sefer Torah, the Chachila, to buy a new one. To say back, aim a Sefer, but the Sefer, no Limashma the other way. Sefer says, V'lo Chumshin ben Bacho Sefer Torah. You can't take Chumshin and wrap them with the wrappings of a Sefer Torah, you'd be lowering their Kedusha. Ha Torah b'Torah Shaper Dami. Maybe the Mashmos then, the Diuk is, that taking Torah wrappings and wrapping a Torah with them is okay. In fact, opposite Diuk from the Sefer than it was for the Rishon. It has to be from this price, so you can't midayik either way. Tashma, so bring another proof. Menichem Sefer Torah Agabi Torah. You can put a Sefer Torah down on top of a Torah. The Torah Agabi Chumshin and Torah on top of Chumshin, individual five book scrolls. The Chumshin Agabi Nevi'im and that on top of Navi Uksuvim. Avalo Nevi'im Uksuvim Agabi Chumshin. You can't put the scrolls of Navi of Nevi'im Uksuvim on top of the Chumash. Velo Chumshin Agabi Torah and that not on top of Torah. And so we're saying from the same halachas of placing them, we have Kedusha, so a Torah can go on top of a Torah, so must be a Kesel Torah for another Torah. So say back, Hanacha Kamert, you bring a raya from placing them on top of each other, Shani Hanacha, Hanacha is different, Delo Efshir, there's no other way to do it. The Ilo Temach, if you wouldn't say that, Michrich Eichi Karchin, and I could ever wrap a Sefer Torah and leave it laying down, Vahaka Yosef Dapa Achavre, right? If you're rolling it like that, you have one daf, I mean, one page of one urea on top of the other one as you're rolling it. So you wouldn't be able to do that. Alakim de lef shashari ha-shari. It must be that there's no other way to do that one. That's why that's mutter. Achanami kim de lef shashari. So to over here, it's mutter to stack them, because what else should you do? You have to stack them so a Torah can go on top of a Torah. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to sell a Torah to buy another one. So still no raya. Toshma. The Amir Rabba bar Rechana Amir Rabbi Yochanan Mishumer Mishim Gamliel. He says a person shouldn't do it. A person should not sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. Seems pretty clear. Where it says, no, that could be that you don't let the person sell it without the new one around yet. Like he doesn't have any steps towards the new one yet because he's worried he's going to be negligent. We're talking about it's already written. The new one is already written. It's sitting there. All you got to do, sell the old one, take that money, give it to the sofer, you have the new one, there's much less chance of negligence. What about that? Where it says, Tashma, we're still trying to prove it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishurim Meir, Ein Mochen Sefer Torah El Lumod Torah. You can only sell a Sefer Torah to have money with which to support yourself to learn Torah, Elisa Isha, and to money with which to Mekadosh and marry a woman. So Shemaminah Torah, but Torah Shaper. It sounds like Torah is being exchanged for Torah, and it's fine. You're exchanging, selling a Sefer Torah for the ability to learn Torah, and it's okay, Shaper Dami. Now, Dilma Shani Limud. Maybe learning could be better than a Sefer Torah. Shalimud maybe Lidei Maisa. Learning brings one to the ability to do the mitzvahs. And Ishanami, and to take that money and pursue marrying a woman also could be good. Lo Tohu B'Rah L'Shevas Yitzara. Hashem did not create the world to be unpopulated. Lo Tohu B'Rah. He didn't make it for nothingness. L'Shevas Yitzara. He formed it to be populated. Avatorah B'Torah Lo. But still could say that
the inequivalent trade-off, selling an old Sefer Torah, buying a new Sefer Torah with all the same thing, nothing better than that, still wouldn't be allowed. So still don't have a raya. Tana Rabbana, Brisa says, Loyim kor adam Sefer Torah, af bishin et soich lo. The Brisa seems to say pretty straight out, a person should not sell a Sefer Torah, even though he doesn't need it. Yeah, he doesn't need that around. So, Kol Shekein, so I mean, actually, it doesn't really tell you necessarily, what if you need a new one? But you shouldn't sell a Sefer Torah, even though you need it. Yesterday, Kena Rishim Gamliel, Rishim Gamliel said further than that, even if he has no food to eat, Mocher Sefer Torah Obito, and then he sold a Sefer Torah or he sold his daughter to be a Shifcha, yeah, from that money that he gained, you won't see any Siman Bracha. So that still doesn't answer up about selling a Sefer Torah for a Sefer Torah. You're not selling it for food, anything like that. So, Chara, there's still, in the end of the day, no answer given for this. Okay. Yeah, here's the Gemara. Mechain b'mosrehin. So too, leftover monies. You sold a shul, so we can, and you have leftover money. You can only go up with that money, not down with it. Even if you spent it, part of the money on something of a higher kedusha, whatever it be, you can't use the rest for something else. Amar Rav, lo shanu el shemachu v'hosiru. Yeah, this is only where you sold an item of a certain amount of kedusha, and you have extra, so you can't use that for anything. You have to go up with all the money. You have to go up in kedusha. Of a gavul goes here, if they collect the money in order to buy something of Kedusha, they've never bought yet, it's never used, mutter, they can do whatever you want with, you know, they collected too much, you only need $1,000 to buy this this amud and shul, and you collected $2,000, do whatever you want with the other money. Eitzvei, Abaye challenges that. The medivorim, when is it true that you can sell a shul, and then you're limited with what you do with it, or sell any kaddish item, you're limited with what you can do with it, Shloi Hisnu, that's where no condition was made. Aval Hisnu afilu duchsusia mutter. But if he did make a condition, you can use it even for a duchsusia, which we'll discuss what that is momentarily. Seichidami, what is this case? What are we talking about? Ilayim Hashem machru leosir. If we're talking about selling an item of Kedusha and they have leftover money, gives to my avi. What does it help that the guy who sold it makes it tonight? Well, I'm selling this and I'm making it tonight. I can do what I want with the money. You can't make it tonight like that. Why should I be able to change things? Ela shegav leosir. Must be they collected the money and they had extra. They had extra money, and time of the hisnu, the only reason you're allowed to use that extra money to do whatever you want is because they made it tonight. Hello, hisnu, lo. But without the tonight, without the condition, not. So that is against what Rava said. Rava said, if you make it tonight, you can do whatever you want. Rava said, if you collect money to buy something, then if it's extra, you can do whatever you want. Seemingly only with the tonight. Or it says, no, lo olam, I'll tell you, really, shemachra vosir. It's the case of selling an item of kedushin and having extra money. Vachi kamar, and here's what it's saying. When is it true that you are limited with what you can do with the proceeds that come from a sale? Shelo hisnu shiva tu vayir b'mamanan sheir. That the trustees of the city didn't make a tanai when they sold this thing in front of all the people of the city. We said before that matzah is you to do anything. Now we're elaborating more that only matzah is when they say to everyone there's a tanai. Yeah, could be before certain circumstances where such a tanai is implied. Yeah, but Rav is holding, they have to make a tanai. Aval hisnu shiva tuve yair, but if they did make such a tanai, the ma'amad sheir, the trustees of the city with all the people of the city there, afilu duchsusia nami mutter. They can do whatever they want, use a duchsusia, even the extra proceeds from the sale, even all the proceeds of the sale, no problem. Amalei Abaye said, lahumi rabbanin, dahav masadir masnisa, kameder of sheishis. Abaye said, seems like Abaye didn't argue back on this new pshat now, but he said to a certain amora, who he would order rices in front of Rosh Hashanah. They bring that, there were different Amoraim, who used to be a Bucky and Brises, Dafka, as a way of retaining Torah Shabbat Peh. They would memorize things, Dafka, they would be in charge of knowing it all, Shabbat Peh, Lab Dafka, they would know in the depth of all the meaning of it, but they would know what was said. But he would repeat Brises to Rosh Hashanah, and so Abai asked him, Mishami lecham Rosh Hashanah, my duchsusia. Did you hear from Rosh Hashanah what duchsusia is? Amalei Hachi, by the way, it could very well be these people did know, obviously, a lot of meanings, but I think their appointed job was to have all the quotes down. So, he said, this is what Rishesh says it was, Parsha Damasa. Yeah, Tuchsusia refers to a, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for over here, something of the place. A messenger. There we go. Rashi says, B'nei Ir Shukhin Adam Rochev Sus. You have a person on a horse that can go and take messages back and forth to the king or to the government. Yeah. Parsha the Masa, the messenger of the place. There's a better English term for this, and I'm trying to remember what I saw. That courier. There you go. Town courier. Yeah. Okay. So it says Amar Abai Hilka Chaytzumer Rabbanan Deshamalei Milsa Oyada Perusha Lishaylei Kamei Shkiach Kamei Rabbanan. Yeah. The left shir Dolshmiyalei Mingaver Rava. So Abai says based on this, a person who heard Chaytzumer Rabbanan Talmid Chacham. Yeah, who heard something and doesn't know the perish of that thing, he should ask in front of the courier, because Rabbanin are always going to be around such a courier. Yeah, and so he probably heard the explanation from such a great people. Yeah. I'm sorry, I shouldn't not talk about the courier. It means one who is around, one who is around prominent rabbis should be asked if he doesn't know definitions. So I guess he was saying about himself, Kilo, a young scholar, I mean, he just did that, right, who has heard a word, doesn't know the definition of the word, should ask about it from someone who is around big rabbis. I mean, like this Tana, like this Amora, I should say, was around Rav Sheshes. Yeah. All right, I thought I was talking about the courier. I think it could also be learned to be talking about the courier. You could say, go in front of the courier, because he also, Stummer meets a lot of big people. But the words maybe are more mashma, like the other way. Here, read it again. Rabbi Hilkach, therefore, Hait Sumer Rabbanan Deshama Lei Milsa. Tam Chacham that heard something. V'liyah de Perusha. He doesn't know the Perush. The Shaila Kamei, the Shkiach Kamei Rabbanan. He should ask it in front of one who is, in front of someone who is common to be around Rabbanan. So you could also read it as he should ask in front of him, meaning the courier who is common around Rabbanan. V'lavshir lo Shmiya Lei Migav Rabbah. It's impossible he didn't hear an explanation from a big person. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rei Meir. B'nei Yer Shahochel Yer Echeres. Now, people from one city, they went to a different city, and they were paskined upon to give tzedakah. Meaning they said, hey, welcome to our city. The rule is over here, everybody who comes into town gives 10 shekels to tzedakah. So in most, they should give. They shouldn't go against the collector who's collecting it. B'shein b'ayin, then when they're going to come back, though, to their original city, they bring that money back. The money is returned to them. Yeah, and then they can use that to feed the poor people of their own original city. They're not forced to take money away that would have gone to those people. They have to give tzedakah, so it shouldn't take away people's reliance and trust and confidence in the people collecting, but the money's given back to them later on, and they give it to their own poor people. Tanei Amayachi, Abraisa says, too, B'nei ha'ir shahochol yerecheres, sepas kalein tzedakah, nosin, you give that tzedakah, k'shein b'ayin, mevien osa imayen, and then when they leave, they bring it with them. B'yachid shahalach yerecheres, Abraisa, though, makes a distinction. One singular person we went to a different city, a poskel of tzedakah, and they said, you have to give tzedakah here. Tina sein lani also here. That has to be given to the poor people of that city. He can't take it back with him. Okay, Mirza Shem will continue.